20-year-old Shaylee Hatch spent her Thanksgiving week on the streets of Boise and Salt Lake City to raise awareness for the homeless youth, specifically those who have been kicked out of the foster care system at age 18 with nowhere to go.
Thanksgiving is a big holiday where people are really giving and grateful, and I just felt really strongly that it'd be the perfect time to do something like this because I wanted people to actually take the time to hear it.
So from Tuesday to Saturday, she and a few friends sat on the streets. No food, no water, and nowhere to sleep.
I had a couple of granola bars packed in my bag just in case I got super hungry, but we relied on the generosity of other people that we met to bring us food.
The difficult part, she says, was that she and her friends were completely disconnected from others they knew in order to really step into the role of the homeless, and it was cold outside.
I literally have misused the word cold all 20 years of my life.
Aside from the cold, ending her experience being homeless was the hardest part for Hatch.
I got to know these people, and I love them. Like, their stories are so inspiring, and the homeless community really does take care of each other.
Hatch said the best part of her homeless experience was being with the homeless on Thanksgiving.
I was in Boise, and I went to a homeless shelter. I have never felt that pure energy of gratitude in my life, and it was mind-blowing because there I was, sitting in this big group, eating this Thanksgiving dinner that was not my normal Thanksgiving dinner. They ran out of turkey, so I ate chicken, and these people were so grateful for what they had when they hardly had anything, and just seeing and experiencing that, like nothing I don't think is ever going to be able to top that experience. It was so powerful.
Hatch has founded the Temporary Home Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to helping the homeless youth find homes and jobs and educational training. Hatch says her passion for helping the homeless youth was awakened by a friend in choir class.
She was crying, and it was her 18th birthday, and we were all like, why are you crying? You know, like, I'm so excited to be 18. I don't have to listen to anybody. Or she told me that she was in foster care and that she had no idea what she was going to do with her life. It was kind of like she felt like it was over. To me, that was ridiculous. It just sparked something inside me, and it's just been there ever since, and it hasn't. It's just grown over the years.
This is April Ashland for Utah Public Radio.